Sweet, sweet sister friend, I am so excited about season 2 of the Laced with Grace Fully Embraced podcast. I'm so excited to dive deeper into our relationship with Christ together, deeper into our love of our bodies and being grateful for the temple that God has given us to care for, to nourish, to exercise, to work out, for worship, and not just weight loss, and to really, really focus and make Him the center and the foundation, the motivation of our fitness journey. Because I truly believe if we make Him the foundation of our fitness journey, it becomes much more doable. It becomes less overwhelming. It becomes much more fulfilling. And I'm excited to grow in this with you. Let's get it. Let's go. Hey. So I am sitting in the car as usual. This is like my favorite spot to record podcasts. I rarely ever record them in my house. We rarely ever record them anywhere else besides my car because it is quiet typically and I'm usually alone. I don't have munchkins running all over the place and dogs and a hubby and all the things and all the chaos of life. I'm normally by myself. Right now, I am actually waiting on my son, who is in occupational therapy, while I'm recording this podcast, because that's the only time I had this week. But I am blessed to have this time, as per usual, and I'm excited to spend some time with you today. And it's also raining, so if you hear rain on my car, I am so sorry. As you know, I do not have any kind of, like, professional equipment. Like, I record this from my phone. I'm in my car. I don't have an office. I don't have, like, soundproofing things. Like, this is just, like, totally on a whim. I just do this as I can, and the Lord has blessed me with the opportunity and the energy and the motivation and the discipline in creating this platform and this podcast, and the knowledge and just all the learning, all the things. And I am coming humbly saying I am no professional and I kind of stink at this sometimes, but He makes me able, right? He makes me able and He makes this platform, and He gets this message and these thoughts and these feelings and everything that He places on my heart and on my mind to share with you. He gets them into your hearts and into your ears and into your heads. And so that is what I'm so grateful for. Anywho, let's get started with what today's title is. And today is actually titled A Me Project versus a He Project. And this can go along with our fitness and our faith walk. I wanted to share, I was so sad. My mom and I actually recorded, you absolutely loved the episode that my mom and I did together. And we were going to do like a part 2 and then maybe a part 3, maybe a part 4 of me and mama. But guess what? We recorded it and Kels did not hit the right button to save it. So it gone. It's just gone. Like, I don't know where it's at. It was so freaking good though, and she literally wanted to punch me. She was like, Kelsey, I don't even know what I said through that whole thing, like, and we can't redo it because it will not be, like, and we were so exhausted that, like, the next day we could not redo it. Like, it would not have been as good and not has been as powerful. So I'm hoping that the Lord provides another time and opportunity where my mom and I are alone so we can chit chat with you again and have a part 2. But I am going to share some of the things that we did talk about. And the first thing I want to talk about is we got on the subject of me being in a pretty dark time in my life, and I've shared about this often. I don't give all the details, and I don't like spew all my dirty laundry because who wants that? But I am real and raw with you and share that I have had struggles. So we all have. We're told in the Bible that we are going to have a struggle, right? It is just bound and determined to happen. He prepares us for it. He lets us know, and He gives us guides and wisdom and messages throughout His Word on how to go about those struggles, how to conquer them, how to get through them, how to heal through them. And so we were just chatting, we got in some deep conversation, and she just finally asked me at one point, because at one point in my journey, I had been suicidally depressed and had tried to take action multiple times, and was in counseling, was in therapy, and I was just a hot mess. I'll just be completely honest. Like, I had just felt like trash. I had felt unworthy. I had felt replaceable. I had felt that I didn't deserve to be here, that I didn't deserve my kids. I didn't deserve my husband. I didn't deserve my family. Like, I was just in a really low, low, low spot, to the point where nothing anyone told me, nothing was making a difference. No one could tell me anything to change my mind. I just knew that I was trash, that I was replaceable, that I could be thrown away and everyone else would be better off without me. And that was my story in my head that I had allowed the enemy to create, that I had allowed the enemy to let me believe. I started to believe it. I fully, full-heartedly believed that story. And so my mom had asked me at one point, she's like, why? And I don't know her specific wording, but basically she was saying, like, what got you to the point to help you feel worthy again? Like, what got you out of that space? And I'm going to be completely honest with you. Like, in order for me to fully understand what grace was, in order for me to fully understand how much God loved me, I think he allowed this sin, this struggle, this depression. I think he allowed this to happen because I was so prideful in my own goodness. All through high school, all through college, I was usually always the one that did the right thing. I was known as the goody two shoes in school. I was known as Mama Kels. I always took people's keys at parties. Like, I always took care of people. I always made the right choice. I didn't step out of line. I was always walking the straight and narrow. Like, I was just known as the good girl. And that was I had let that become my identity, the good girl. I was the good girl. And then I started, and you know, initially in school, like when you're younger in middle school, high school, you kind of like, that's like, man, they're making fun of me kind of thing. And they were, I got made fun of multiple times. And then even in college, I dated multiple men that ended up wanting nothing to do with me because they realized that I was the good girl, like that I was not going to walk away from the straight and narrow and that this is the path that I was going down. And so I lost a lot of people in my life where people made fun of me and I just stayed the course. But I also took credit for that. I took so much credit and I took so much pride in the fact that I was the good girl and that was my identity. And I'm going to be honest with you, no matter how great you are in your life, no matter how many great decisions you make, no matter how good you are, no matter how glorious you think you are, no matter how pure you think you are, no matter how disciplined you think you are, motivated, energetic, all the good things in your fitness, however grand you are in your fitness journey and however massive and incredible results you've achieved in your fitness journey, y'all, your goodness is literally like filthy rags compared to God's perfection. Your perfection never levels up and never becomes what God's is. It just doesn't. And so we got down this path of talking about this, and the scripture I wanted to quote for you is Isaiah 64:6. All their good deeds, all their righteous acts are all like filthy rags compared to God's goodness, compared to who he is. We cannot, like, I've talked about this many, many times before, but we cannot be confident in ourselves and we cannot be confident about our bodies and who we are and what we've done and what we've accomplished if we're only, like, this is when it becomes sin. Like, when we're confident in who we are and who, what our bodies look like and what achievements we've had, but we're not giving any credit to the Lord, or actually we should be giving all credit to him. If we're just completely prideful in the fact that we did this, we've accomplished that, we have this, y'all, the only reason why we have any of the things that we do have is because of Jesus. Like, that's the only reason. Yeah, we've put in the work, but he's enabled us to. Yeah, we've been disciplined, but he's been there when we've been, he's been there giving us that discipline. He's built those characteristics into you. Like, even your best attributes, even your best characteristics, he has given those to you. The resources, the tools, the connections, the equipment, if it's with fitness stuff, like, he's given us all these things, so he should be getting all the credit and the glory. We're just his instrument. We're his messenger. We're his tool. Like, and I want to say a little pawn, like, we're not his little pawn, because that gives a really negative and, like, just bad label to the Lord, and, like, not one that's true, because he doesn't just utilize us as pawns, but we have the blessing, we have the gift of being able to be his children, being able to be in his kingdom, being able to be utilized for his kingdom in such glorious, powerful, magnificent ways. And a lot of times we can create a me project out of this life instead of a he project. And that includes our fitness journey. So a lot of times in our fitness journey, we want things like abs. We want to lose weight. We want a smaller pant size. We want to fit into that bikini. We want to look really good for our husband, which none of these things are bad. We want the glutes. Oh girl, give me the glutes. We want the, you know, nice hamstrings, nice quads, nice calves. We want the toned arms. We want all these exterior things and all these physique kind of things, which those things aren't bad. And it's okay to be confident in those things as long as you know where they came from. Yeah, you put in the work, but who gave you the opportunity? Who gave you the tools? Who gave you the resources? Who gave you the energy? Who gave you the motivation? Who gave you the discipline? Who gave you the characteristics that you attain? That was all Jesus, okay? So we give him the credit, him the glory for our discipline that we've put in, for the work we put in. We still give him the glory, okay? But we want those kind of things. And that becomes more of a flesh-led and a me project in this life and in this fitness journey, when really what he wants for us, right? What he wants for us is to be confident in him, to be confident that he can get us through that workout, to be confident that he can give us that strength, to be confident that he can give us our worth, to be confident in that he can give us our energy and our motivation and our discipline, and to realize that we need to rely on him now and not when we're empty, but relying on him now. We talked about that a little bit last week in the podcast, but relying on him now when our battery's still full, so we don't go to him in like desperation at the end, be like, oh Lord, now I need you. But still, again, his goodness, like, we do that all the time where we wait. Like, how many times have you waited until your battery was empty and you went to the Lord and like, emergency help, I need help. I'm a freaking hot mess express and now I need your help. Because you were relying on your own stuff, your own energy, your own strength, your own, what else do I want to say? Your own motivation, your own discipline. You were relying on all those things prior with anything in life. And you're like, I can do this. And you totally forget about the fact that you should be having Jesus along with you for this whole entire time. Like, and you're running empty and you're getting closer and closer to empty, closer and closer to dead as far as your batteries go. And then you're like, oh snap. Like I'm done. Like I have no juice left. There's no energy left. And now, Lord, now I need you. How many times do we do that? But how many times does he step in and still help us? How many times do we do that and how many times does he save us? How many times do we do that and how many times does he still say, come child, come to me. Let me love you. Let me provide for you. Let me have a supply for you. Like, how many times does he do that? Not even a week, not even a month, but I'm talking about a day or moments. Like, he does that all the freaking time. His goodness is beyond anything I could explain, okay? Anything I could explain. But he wants us to have confidence in him, right? He wants us to develop discipline. He wants us to love our temple and learn how to love our temple and nourish it and care for it in ways that can not only serve us, but can, again, serve our children, serve our spouse, serve our friends, serve our career path that he's given to us, serve him in everything that we do. And the more energy, the more discipline, the more strength, the more motivation, the more of those good characteristics that we develop, because some of those, you don't have to be born with these. These can be developed. And if you don't think God can develop these things in you, sister friend, let me slap you silly real quick, because he can develop anything in you. If you lack a certain characteristic and you're like, Lord, like, I suck at that. I suck at discipline. Sister, ask him for it. Ask him to keep building your character so it can keep enabling you to build and become, to step into the purpose that he has for you, because he can do that. He's God. He's Lord. Like, he can provide those things for you. It can be built just like a muscle. Discipline, motivation, energy, strength, all of it can be built. Sometimes I think we think that if naturally we don't attain these things, that it's just not possible for us. Do you remember who your Lord is? Do you remember who your Jesus is? Can I get an amen? Like, you are so focused on the fact that you don't naturally have these abilities and naturally have these characteristics that you're totally minimizing and just degrading the fact that you're basically saying he can't do it. Like, he can't build those things in you. Oh, yes, he can. We also got on this topic of the fact that In our sin, in our weakness, in our struggle, in our pain, that is where we humble ourselves and we realize, oh my gosh, I can't do this without him. That's what me and my mom were talking about. Like, I got to that point where I was like, oh my Lanta, I have been riding on the coattails of my own freaking pride, my own freaking goodness, my own purity, my own pureness, the pureness of my heart. I was on my, I'm a good person, right? I'm a good person. And I had full ability and faith in that and in myself to the point where it became super prideful. Like, I was giving him no credit. He had to knock me off my pedestal to get my freaking attention to say, do you not understand, child, that you're only good because of me? Your best days, your perfect days are only good because of me. And they will never equal up to my goodness and my perfection and my pureness. Is this ringing a bell for any of y'all? And this, again, this can be applied to anything in your life. Not just a career, not just your fitness, not just your mothering, not just, you know, being a good friend. Like, this can be applied to anything in our life. An athlete, this can be applied to anything. We have to realize that he has to get the glory, that this is not a me project. This is a he project. In everything that we do, in everything that we're striving towards, and all the achievements that we're striving towards, and all the days that we wake up and we're ready to serve, we're not just serving us, we're serving him. And we're not just getting stronger in our workouts for us. We're not just getting stronger in our workouts for our kids, for our spouse, but we're doing it for him because he wants to utilize us at the very best capacity. And I can pound this into your head a million times. And I feel like that I share this all the time. And you're probably like, I get it. I get it. I get it. I'm so tired of hearing this, but I'm still hearing you say that you're not disciplined. I'm still hearing you say that you're not motivated. I'm still hearing you say that you don't got time. I'm still hearing you say me, 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 me. When you should be saying he. You are still saying me, 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 and making it self-focused every time you come up with an excuse, every time that you degrade yourself, every time that you're negative about your body, every time that you are saying that I can't do this or I can't do that or I can't do this or I have achieved this, I have achieved that, I must be great, I must be good. I'm still hearing you say me, 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 me when you should be saying he. Does that make sense? Sorry, I'm yelling at you a little bit. But we just have to get out of this me project mentality. This me project mentality literally does not satisfy, literally does not sustain, literally it's just temporary. But while we're here, while we're in this temporary space, we should be wanting to make impact and provide impact for the kingdom. For everlasting, for eternity. While we are here, we have eternal impact by the work that we are doing here through Christ. And we can't do that when we're weak. We can't do that when we're lethargic. We can't do that when we're unconfident. We can't do that when we're feeling like we're worthless. We can't do that when we're feeling down. We can't do that in our own self. We need Jesus. And the other thing we talked about, I have to go really quick or pretty soon. Because Daxon's therapy is going to be over quickly. But the other thing we were talking about is a lot of times we always say, oh yeah, the enemy is tempting me today, or yep, the enemy's allowing that to happen today, or yep, the enemy's right there. He's kind of knocking at my door. But you know, I don't know what? Like my mom said, we gave him the opportunity to open the door in the first place. Why are we giving him the opportunity to even open the door or step into the door? We give that opportunity rather than just shutting it out from the get-go. Playing with sin a little bit, like when you start to have those negative thoughts and you just kind of let them happen and you just, oh, it's just a negative thought, I'm fine. Or you start to, you know, get a little lazy on your nutrition and you start to be a little lackadaisy on your discipline when it comes to fueling your temple, and you stop meal prepping and you stop looking at getting your protein in and you stop hydrating your body, and you're just consuming a ton of caffeine and you're not getting your water in and you're not consuming any veggies. You're like, oh, it's just this week. But then it turns into 2 weeks. And then it turns into 3 weeks. And we just like open that door for the enemy, like, yep, I got her. Why do we do that? I'm not just talking about with your fitness. Like, this is with anything. Like, playing with sin with any area of your life. Like, we're not letting him just knock on the door. We're literally letting him step through it. Why do we do that? We should be saying, in Jesus' name, get behind me, Satan. No, this ain't happening today. I don't got time for this today, Satan. I don't got time for this, and I really wish I would have added some scripture to this at the end, but this is just real life, and I don't really have my Bible handy with me right this second. I wrote some things down, but anywho, we need, and that's also when we're making it a me project and not a he project, because we're focused on self. We're focused on our temporary comfort instead of eternal change. We're focused on temporary comfort instead of eternal change. You are more focused on your temporary comfort and what's comfortable for you. And that's making it, that is a me project. You are making it a me project when you say, oh, gonna hit snooze. And let me say this. I'm not against rest. Please don't come at me for that. I need you to rest. But I'm talking about people who repeatedly do this pattern. Oh, I'm gonna hit snooze today. Oh, didn't get my workout in. Oh, didn't make my breakfast. Oh, had too much caffeine. I mean, it's just a downward spiral and it becomes a pattern. Oh, I hit snooze again. Next day, oh, I hit snooze again. And we're just like repeatedly making these errors and repeatedly being comfortable, because to be uncomfortable isn't in our nature. Like, we don't like to be uncomfortable. I have learned to like to be uncomfortable in certain situations because I know it helps me grow and it builds my character and it puts me in the place and the purposes that God has for me. Like, he's preparing me then for the place. That's another thing about struggle, y'all. That's another thing about struggle. When we go through struggles, when we go through pain, when we go through suffering, he is literally preparing you for your future purposes. Because that pain and that struggle that you were going through is creating and building your character, which is going to make sure that you are prepared for the purposes that he has in front of you. If we went into our fitness journey and we got the results that we wanted right off the bat, do you think we would retain them? Do you think they would stay? No, because you're not prepared for it. You haven't been prepared. You haven't been built. You haven't built that character. He hasn't had you go through uncomfortable moments and pain and suffering yet. And that pain and suffering and uncomfortableness creates that character and builds that character so you can step into the purposes that he has for you and be prepared. That is the point. Being prepared is the point. He is preparing you. He is prepping you for your purposes. So stop being okay with the comfortable, the temporary comfortable, and be ready for eternal change. Start preparing for eternal change and realize that pain and that suffering and that struggle, God is utilizing every single piece of that. And I needed that in my own story, because for a long time, after I had fallen, after I'd gone to this deep, dark place that was just rooted in blah and ick and murk and dirt and all the nasty and unworthlessness that I've ever felt in my entire life, going through all of that, for a very long time, I felt worthless. But he showed me my worth, because it was dependent on him now and not myself. It's very easy for us to slip into that worthlessness feeling. It's very easy for us to get depressed. It's very easy for us to get anxious. It's very easy for us to be negative towards ourselves when we're just making it a me project and not a he project. When we're depending on ourselves, when we're looking into our own selves for our own strength, for our own discipline, for our own worth, for our own identity, that can get dirty, that can get murky, that can be ugh and shame-filled and just joy-sucking and depressing, because we mess up and screw up every single day. And if we continue just to look within ourselves for our identity and our worth, we're going to continue to fail all the freaking time. But if we look to it, if we look for it through Jesus and we identify ourselves through Jesus and being his daughter and him being our king, him being our father, if we identify our worth being through Jesus, he can get us through that each and every single day. Each and every day we want to slip up, he can get us through it. Each and every day that we fall, he can get us through it. We don't have to depend on our own worth anymore. We don't have to depend on our own identity anymore. We don't have to depend on what the world classifies us as or what identities they give us. We get to depend on Jesus every single freaking day. All right, that's all I got. Sister friend, I love you so much. As per usual, if this impacted you, if this touched your heart, if you felt like, oh my gosh, wow, I needed that word today, or whatever you learned, I need you to share this to your stories. Not for my benefit, not for the show's benefit, but for Jesus' benefit, for him, for his glory. Getting this message to others that may need to hear the same exact thing. A sister in Christ that you have that is struggling, they need to hear the same thing. You'll be able to get it to them by you sharing it to your stories. Tag me, let me know what you learned. I would love to hear it.